Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From The Bachelorette, the one and only Jason Tardick. How are you?
Good. Good morning, everyone. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
What's going on, Jason?
Life is good. We are in Seattle, Washington. It's Thursday. Buffalo's around the corner. Labor Day's around the corner. Chicken Wing Festival's around the corner. So I'm excited to get home. I can't wait.
Exactly.
Jason, you grew up in Western New York in Buffalo, Williamsville. Do you remember your first wing?
Wow, that's a great question. I do. I remember I was sitting down with my dad, and we were having the wings, and I didn't understand. I was like, Dad, so what are these ones and what are these ones? And it was a life lesson as a Buffalonian. Dad was like, you got clubs and you got skateboards. And he asked me the golden question, what do you like? Do you like clubs or do you like skateboards? And I told him I like skateboards, which are the flats. He likes the clubs, which made us good chicken wing eating partners. So every time we played hockey or did something like that, we'd always get chicken wings together.
Not that there's any wrong or right answer, but how many wings do you think you could eat, Jason?
All right, if I'm with my friends, I'm going with a single order. I'm going hot, extra crispy, obviously as much blue cheese as we can get. And then what I would tell you is if I was in a chicken wing eating contest, maybe I'm the Bachelorette, I would eat them as fast as I possibly could and chip my right tooth, which is what I did. So I had to talk out of the side of my mouth all day at the family time.
Oh, my gosh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So literally, I'm talking out of the left side of my mouth the whole time when Becca came in to meet my parents. It was great.
Oh, isn't that awesome? Listen, you should have called me. I would have got you into the dentist just like that.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Damn, next time.
They say meet America's coolest bachelor, Jason Tardick, at WingFest. Tell me what you're going to be doing at WingFest.
Yeah, so we're going to get there a little early. So I'm going to be on the main stage 7 to 9. I'll probably get there around 5-ish to a meet and greet. I want to meet as many people as I can, whether you're from Buffalo or the area of New York or Canada or wherever you're coming in from. I can't wait to see everyone. And then from 7 to 9, we're doing an event that I'm not going to give all the details out, but a brunch for the following day is on the line. My parents are coming in, so I might have to get my mother on stage or have to do a little hometown day, have some question answers. But I have friends coming in from Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, the city, and we're bringing all the energy we can Saturday night, and we're going to have a heck of a time doing it.
One lucky winner and three of her friends, according to the WingFest website, will win a private brunch with Jason, the world's coolest bachelor, at Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. Contestants have a form that they need to fill out to explain why Jason should become the next bachelor, so that's going to be kind of fun. And a panel of judges are going to choose finalists based on responses to join Jason on the main stage. So if this is something you're interested in, just Google the WingFest, and from there you'll be able to enter the contest. What makes a girl, like, what is appealing to you when a girl's eating chicken wings?
First of all, if the girl's in Buffalo eating chicken wings, what more could you ask for? But, I think in Buffalo we know how to dress up, have fun, go to black ties, look presentable, and be eloquent. But we know how to throw our Zubas on, throw our sweats on, have fun. Get your fingers dirty, get in the blue cheese, have a good time with it, and that's just part of being from Buffalo. So
I love that.
We know the best of both worlds, and I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
It's got to be hard to focus on the banking world, because that's what you do for a living when you're coming to the WingFest or anything else you have going on in your life. Has it been difficult to kind of re-enter back into that world of every day?
You know, it's just like anything, right? You separate your channels, your personal life and your work life. When I go to work, I'm very focused on what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, and it's a good way for me to channel some of my energy and focus on something that's, keeping me productive and engaged. And then outside of work, obviously there's been a little bit of a change in the last several months, but it's been fun. Everyone has been so nice and kind, and it's been such a great journey so far. And still looking for my someone, so maybe I meet him this weekend. Who knows?
Who knows? That's true. Jason, we all have people that have been in our life that might not be in there anymore. If, say, a girl named Becca was to call your cell phone or text you, what would the name come up as? Is there a different name, or would it be Becca?
You know what? It was, I had the nickname Bexter for her. I don't think I have her saved as Bexter on my phone, but if she called me, Becca and I are friendly and we keep in touch. Garrett, who her fiance, he's a good friend of mine. We keep in touch. So we are all very friendly. So if she called, I'd probably give her the old Bexter call. Bexter, how you doing? What's going on? But, that's what I'd have to go with. I'd still stick with the Bexter line.
If you had to meet people at Wingfest and really throw a good first impression to each person, what would you wear? Would you go casual, like sweats? Would you wear a tuxedo if you're like, hi, welcome to Wingfest. It's nice to meet you. Like if you were doing something like that, Jason, and I'm just talking about Wingfest only, but what would you wear to welcome people as they got out of their cars, limousines, off camels, you know, something like that? What would you be wearing?
I mean, there's a time and a place for every single type of attire. And I feel like the Wingfest, you can't wear a tuxedo. You got to wear some Buffalonian gear. Like I said earlier, maybe we'll throw some Zuba, the Jim Kelly jersey, get that going.
Yes.
Maybe a Buffalo Bills hat. We got to have some attire. Got to be casual. Got to have fun with it. But, you know, maybe a hybrid of both, too.
Are you bringing any friends to town this weekend?
Yes, so I have, you know, my family, my mom and dad will be there, and then I had three friends that were on the show that surprised me, John Pico, Dave Ardo, and Hawk Jameson. They'll be in town.
Cool.
And then I have buddies from Winslow East, Winslow area, hockey
Go Flames,
friends.
Yep.
Yeah, friends from Geneseo, University of Rochester. We got a crew rolling in. We're going to be slamming wings. We're going to be bringing the energy, and we just can't wait to rock Buffalo Saturday night. It's going to be so much fun.
So are you going out Saturday night? Like for girls in Buffalo, because you know they all listen to Kiss 98.5, can you confirm that they will see you out in downtown Buffalo with your friends Saturday night?
You can't be a Buffalonian, come back Saturday night on Labor Day weekend, and not go out on the town. It's just not right. So we're going to do our thing. We're going to do the Wing Fest 7 to 9. We're bringing all the extra wings to the food bank that we're going to donate.
Nice.
And once we support a good cause and do our thing, we're going to go have fun. So I will be out and about downtown, and specifically my good friend Jay Mano owns Soho. I think I'm going to have to make a stop there. So I'd love to see anybody that can make it to the Wingfest or downtown. It's going to be a fun night, and it's going to be a good time.
How funny would it be? What's the thing that they say on The Bachelor? Can I steal you for a second? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
how funny will it be if girls come up to you on Saturday night at Soho and are like, hi, Jason, can I steal you for a second?
That would be great.
Like, I dare somebody to do that. Totally.
It'd be funnier if Jason did it to you, bud.
I respect the heck out of the Bachelorette franchise, and I respect the heck out of someone stealing me for a second. So game on if you do.
I love that. Do you know what? Actually, I can't believe that ABC hasn't made a T-shirt. Can I steal you for a second? Hi, can I steal
I
you for a second?
I think we're onto something, Janet.
Jason, you and me, we got this going, okay? Okay, we've got a whole
Let's
line. All right, I'll ask you one more time. Jason Tardik from The Bachelorette, of course from Buffalo, New York. Is there anything else, any announcements you want to make on Kiss 98.5?
So, unfortunately, I don't have any announcement yet, but what I will tell you is, you know, things have gone well, and I can't complain, and the momentum and all the support is so appreciated from the city of Buffalo, outside of the city of Buffalo. And we're going to continue to ride the momentum and the support and have fun with this journey. And whether it's on the show or it's off the show, I'm looking for my person. I can't wait to find them. And we'll go from there. As everyone knows, my roots are in Buffalo. I'll always stay true to Buffalo, and Bill's season's right around the corner, so I can't wait to get to a game or two.
Oh, that is so
I thought he was
exciting.
Going to announce he's getting signed by the Bills.
No.
Is
would
that...
you, no,
oh,
this
okay.
is...
Right.
Can I just tell you, when you just said that, it gave me chills. I felt like I was watching a season of The Bachelor. I love it. This is incredible. I am so excited for you. We'll see you this weekend. It's always fun talking to you, and I guess when they announce it, we'll talk soon at some point just to say hi.
Yeah.
Planning
Hopefully that's
party.
Before Halloween.
I would love that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Jason. Saturday's weather, partly sunny, warm, dressed for 85-degree temperatures, okay?
All right. Can't wait.
Here's to hope in Jason Tardik's The Next Bachelor. This is Kiss 98.5.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.